Late last year, a group of migrant workers finished their painting work on Bastion, a new Vancouver condominium development. 17 of these workers have outstanding complaints against their employer, Richmond-based painting contractor RDM Hudson Enterprises. Most of the workers are undocumented. They are still owed over $70,000 in unpaid wages, and they are still facing problems getting the Government Employment Standards Branch to deal with their employer. I am joined now by one of these 17 workers, whose name we are keeping confidential. Welcome to CGSF, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for helping us with this interview.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. So, to begin, can you say how these issues with your employer, RDM Hudson, how these issues began?
Yeah. This guy, Rob Hudson, is in a relation with another girl from Costa Rica, and her name is Jamie. So she speaks Spanish. It was easier for us because most of those guys that work with me don't speak English. I try to speak, but I just understand more than I speak. But she used her language to hire people for work for them. And they promised to give us papers for work because they know since the beginning that we were undocumented people. And they say, I'm going to give you papers, just stay with me. And we start to work for them first in some houses on close to UBC. And then we went to this building on Maple Street with Bastion, the same company that has those townhouses on UBC. And since the beginning, we have many troubles for take our money, and they actually took 4% of discount for medical insurance, and obviously we don't have that coverage because we don't have any papers. And they say every first and second of every month was payday, but they never pay on time, so that was where the problem started.
And so did they know you, or did they hire you once you all were already here in Canada?
Yes, they know that. They knew that since the beginning.
Okay.
And then when they start to pay just once a month, we talk with the people from Bastion, and we say to them that we've been working 12 hours or 14 hours every day, sometimes Sundays and Saturdays, and we don't get paid for 1 month. These people from Bastion, they just say, oh, we can help you guys, just stay working for us. And if Rob Hudson or Jamie don't give you your pay, we can pay to you guys and just stay working for us. And so we stay working for them for 5-6 months. There are people who stay working for them for 8 months or more than 1 year. And Rob Hudson and Jamie owns to these guys $6,000 or $7,000. And these people from Bastion know that we didn't get paid from Rob Hudson, and they never did nothing. But they talk with Rob about what was going on, because they discovered that we don't have papers, that we were undocumented, and that was the reason, because that was the reason that Rob Hudson used for fire everybody. So they fire everybody, saying that, oh, we didn't know that you don't have papers, and if you want me to pay you money, just show me your social insurance number, or show me your real papers, show me your visa work. He knows since the beginning that anybody has any papers.
And so when he fired you, how much did he owe all of you?
To me, $4,087.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And how much for this whole group of workers you were with? How much were they all owed?
Yeah, it's now?
Yeah. How much money were they owed?
More than $70,000.
And so that's an awful lot. It's a lot of income to be missing. How were you able to manage living with so much unpaid wage?
I know. Well, that was so hard because we don't have any family here, just to meet people, workers like you, people who is working on this country for helping their families. We just came to Canada to work for our families, to send them money, to help moms and sisters or brothers to do something better. I'm from Mexico. There's people from Venezuela, from other countries in Latin America, and everybody's here working for the same reason. And when you don't get paid for the work that you did, it's so hard to find people who can help you with the problems that you have, because you know you are undocumented and you think that you can't, there's nothing that you could do about that. But one day we find this organization center with people who helps workers like us to speak out and to do something to fix the problems.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we meet Rocio, Beth, those girls from the organization. And they are really, really good persons. They are helping us with the case. And we sign a complaint for Employment Standards Branch on January 8th of 2010. I mean, 8 months ago, 7 months ago, and we don't have any answers about our complaints. And this is ridiculous because this guy, the manager of Employment Standards, the name of this guy is Rob Bianchini. He said, "Oh, guys, I can help you. This is a really, really strong case. I see that you signed your complaints and you put many, many proofs. This is a strong case. We can help you because you are employers, you are workers, and everybody here in Canada has the same rights. Doesn't matter if you have papers, if you are white, if you are black, doesn't matter nothing. Just because you are a worker, you have rights here in Canada." But 8 months after he said that to us, we see that that's a lie, because we don't have any answer for him. And he said that he's going to take our money from Rob Hudson, and he didn't do nothing. He just saying he's changing every single time that we spoke to him. He's changing what he said the last time. And I don't know what this guy is doing about our case, because he say that now he has how much? I guess he has $1,000 or I don't remember the amount, but he said that he has some money, but that's nothing. He owes $70,000, and he said that maybe he has $9,000 or $10,000. I don't remember how much he said that he has, but he just don't want to talk to us. And he just sent a mail from these girls from the organization saying that he's not going to have any meetings with us again, because he's just still working on the case, but we didn't see nothing clear on the case. We don't have money. We don't get paid. There's 8 months after we signed the complaints, and that's ridiculous.
So these are the official results that this manager of the Employment Services Branch has come up with on your case. What kind of evidence did you have to provide?
Oh, on my case, I have invoices that I put under Rob Hudson's name. I have receipts from from Money Mart because I cashed my checks on Money Mart, and they say that I never worked for them. And of course I work for them, and I have proof because I have invoices, I have those receipts from Money Mart, and on the receipts you can see the name of the company. You can see RDM Hudson, and you can see my name too. And I have some papers. Every single time that we start to work for them on Bastion, we have to sign some sheets, and with our name, the time that we start to work, and the time that we leave the place, the building. And we have one of those sheets, but for employment standards, this is nothing. This is, I don't know what I did doing, because those are proofs. And there's a girl who has a check. She couldn't cash this check because when she went to the bank to cash the check, apparently Rob Hudson doesn't have enough money on his account, so she never could cash this check. It's for more than $1,000. And they say that this girl doesn't work for them, or that they don't owe nothing to her. So I don't know what this guy from Employment Standards is doing, because
why is he coming up with a different number than your evidence shows?
I don't know. He say that because we signed this stuff because we signed with confidentiality. So he say that he can show to Rob Hudson our cases. He just can't speak with them about the case and about the group, but he can show to Rob Hudson our proofs. But now, last week, he changed again the story, because a couple friends from the group that they work for Rob Hudson too, they were interviewed for a province newspaper, and there was a small page of the newspaper, some journalists put a note about what happened with us and about the case. And when this guy, Rob Bianchini, saw the newspaper, I guess he was mad, because at that time we've been planning a meeting with him last Friday, but he canceled the meeting after he saw the newspaper. And after that, he said that the confidentiality is going to be removed, and he is now going to say our names to Rob Hudson, and he's going to show them the cases and the proofs. And we are just waiting for answers. We are just waiting for our money. And first, we signed this this agreement with confidentiality because we are scared to rob, because this is a guy who is making many bad things to other people. He called immigration, and immigration went to a couple friends' apartment, and they say, we are here because you work for this company, you work for RDM Hudson. And so we know now that Rob Hudson is talking with immigration for take us from here and send us to our country. And that's why we signed the confidentiality. But now Rob Bianchini removed that agreement, and he's doing what he wants to do with our case.
So the Border Service people actually came to your doors after having talked with... After your former boss talked to them?
Yes. Not to my apartment, but...
But to other...
Two of my friends, yes.
And wow.
Yeah, this is crazy. They went to my friend's apartment, and they start to scream and ask him many questions to him, saying, oh, you work for this company, say the truth, do you work for Rob Hudson? We know that, and you know what? They say to my friend, you know what? We actually have a list with all your names, with all the people, all the names of the people that work for Rob Hudson. and we are following them, and we are just waiting for them because we want them out of Canada. So we know they have a list with all our names, and they are trying to catch us. They are trying to take us back to home because of Rob Hudson.
So you've been doing all this work trying to go through the official government employment standards branch. What kind of steps have you been taking outside of those official realms to try to get your wages back from RDM Hudson?
We try to speak with newspapers, like with the province, and we try to speak with people like you because we want to speak out and we want to show to the Canadian people what's going on with the same people from this country. And we are just now thinking on do something again, like at the protest that we did on Bastion. We are just now planning to do something big again, and we are making a video with all our stories. Everybody who is involved on this case is speaking on this video. We want to show this video to people. We want to show this video to some media, some newspapers, to everybody who is interested in know what's going on with people like Rob Hudson, who is hiring people for work and then just fire these people. We don't pay those people. And we are just thinking now and do another protest. And we are just planning to do something.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck in your fight for your wages.
No, thank you, and thank you.
Great. Take care.
Thank you. Okay, take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I have just been speaking with one of the 17 migrant workers employed by RDM Hudson Enterprises for the Bastion condominium development who are still waiting for their unpaid wages.